Slow News Day angers activists. 6th of June, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for Un News. Rockefeller Plaza, New York. Following proclaimed Slow News Day yesterday, human rights activists stood up in anger. Slow News Day, generally held on June 4th in both the United States and Britain, is a newly created holiday in which popular news anchors hand over their positions to mentally challenged for the day, the mentally challenged. The holiday first debuted in 2006 and was met with lukewarm reviews, but went largely unnoticed because a very small number of anchors participated. Harvard Vladislav, human rights activist and former Cheka officer, says, quote, "We really ought to have nipped the horrible holiday in the bud when we could. I've seen more humane things in the gulags," unquote. Harver and his colleagues have staged protests by boycotting both the television news stations that hosted the anchors that participated and also the Atkins Center for the Mentally Handicapped, who supplied the substitutes for the holiday. Since 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this morning, a ring of people have been sitting in front of the station headquarters. Sadly, the response to the Atkins Center has been much worse. Orderly Washington Irving says, quote, "It was horrible. There were about 20 or 30 of them. I remember they knocked on the door to say that they were delivering another Hmong, and we were confused because Slow News Day was yesterday, but we opened the door anyway. They were all decked out in helmets and knee braces. Most of them carried baseball bats and hammers, and they just rushed in and started turning the place upside down," unquote. Mr. Irving was an eyewitness to the attack Harvard's group, Friends to the Fool's Bum, rushed the clinic and left it in ruin. Quote, "We were showing the bastards that we wouldn't let them get away with exploiting the mentally handicapped," unquote, replied Harver minutes before he and 12 others were arrested after the building had been burned down with over 50 mentally challenged still inside. Quote, "On the other hand, I only told the people to go in and rough a few people up. The whole fire thing had nothing to do with me," unquote. On the other side of the rainbow, the news anchors showed mixed emotions. CBS anchor Katie Couric said, quote, "I'm appalled at this whole reaction, but the actual holiday was pretty fun. My replacement was a man named Andy who suffered from Asperger's. The whole time he kept trying to hide from the camera. He was just too cute," unquote. Ms. Couric was reported later to add something, I don't know. Other Yankees were not as perky. After the O'Reilly factor finished shooting and substitute Jason was escorted out of the building, host Bill O'Reilly was reported to be seen adorning his desk with garlic and holy water. No word has come back yet from George Stephanopoulos, and word has it that he may have been eaten by his replacement, Larry David. Stay tuned for more coverage. Simulator for Un News. Thank you for suffering.